Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland music bringing us back, little Mellencamp. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage, and don't forget to let us follow you home. If you want us to send you some stuff, you can find all the different ways you can do that there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and check out all the other things that are there, including the poll question, a new one every week. So I think you'll find it interesting this week. Having a great visit with our new friend, Tori Johnson. She's the author of Fired to Hired. That's the new book, right, Tori?
Yes.
And it's available wherever books are sold. Also, give us your website and tell us quickly about the conference again.
Sure. SparkandHustle.com, 3-day conferences. We have 6 coming up, including one that kicks off this week in New York. 3 days, it's all about turning passion to profit or figuring out how to make money on your small business.
If I'm a guy, will I be comfortable there?
Yeah, you know what's funny? The big majority, 95% of attendees are women, but we always have a small handful of guys.
You have to have a guy to be legitimate, right? I mean,
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need our token fellows. They wind up having, like, the best experience.
Well, see, I like those odds.
Yeah, and, of course. But so do they.
But if I show up in camouflage and use sports metaphors, will that work?
No.
No, it won't work. All right, so check it out, folks. SparkandHustle.com and the conferences, the books, all the stuff that Tori has to offer. Tori, talk to us about women getting their businesses off the ground. Do women have an extra degree of difficulty with this?
In some ways, yes. And here is one of the reasons. So part of it is like self-sabotage in the sense of we have an aversion to sales. So often the women business owners who I'll talk to will tell me everything about how fabulous their product or service is.
Yep.
And they're much less interested in talking about, well, how am I going to actually make money from doing that? Or they've
right.
got this plan in their mind about here's who's going to buy it, here's how it's going to work, and they've, you know, got their 5-year forecast all figured out, and yet they haven't sold one thing. And so, you know, my focus is on saying, great, I believe that you have, like, you know, the best project, that product. I believe that, you know, your service is impeccable. Like, I'm not going to help you improve your product or service. I'm going to help you figure out who are we marketing it to and how are you going to close those deals.
Is this a self-confidence thing? Because one of the things that I've said for years to other women business experts is I've said if I could give women one thing in a jar, it would be more self-confidence.
Yeah, sure.
And if I could give one thing to men, I would take away their ego a little bit.
Yeah, it's true. So when you think about confidence, you think in terms of, you know, we undervalue our time and talent. And so a lot of times, I'll even talk to women who are selling like gangbusters, and they're losing money. I'm like, what is wrong with this picture? And then I look at what the pricing is, and they've completely undervalued their time and talent to a point where they can't make any money because they thought they had to.
Why is that?
I don't know if it's nature or nurture, but somehow we're conditioned to think that, you know, nice girls don't talk about money.
Isn't it time to quit blaming it on everybody else, though? I mean, isn't it time to, you know, put your big girl pants on and take your place in the marketplace?
Yeah, of course. And you know, and that's a huge part of what we talk about, that you, it doesn't, I don't ever want to wait until it's comfortable for you to talk about money or comfortable for you to set pricing for profit. It may never be comfortable. It's one of those things like root canal. You may never, like, want to do it, but you wouldn't let your teeth rot. You'd go get yourself to a dentist.
Well, you don't have to have the killer instinct. I mean, it's not required that you have a killer instinct to be successful in the marketplace, is it?
Not at all.
You think some women think that? You think they fear they're going to come across as, you know, a little witchy, so to speak. If they
some, but I think the bigger issue for most is just this, like, discomfort with saying our price out loud. You know, asking for the sale, closing the sale. We assume that, well, somebody will find us, or that if they were really interested, they would, you know, just say so. So, for example, you know, someone compliments something about your product or service.
Right.
You know, you should say, well, you could have it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's for sale. This is what my business is. Instead, we simply say, oh, gee, thanks.
And if you actually ask somebody, give them that price that Tori's encouraging you to ask for, and they say yes, don't gasp, act like it's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Of course, of course. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
So what other advice you have for women to get in their business?
I mean, obviously, you know, we know that women have, you know, a much more of a challenging time in securing funding, but I think
That's kind of old news, though, isn't it, Tori?
It is, and so what I say to that, because I don't accept that as, you know, an excuse, as a crutch, as anything, you know, what I sort of say to that is women are also really good at, like, making something from nothing. You know, you can ask any mother who
does it.
The
best at taking your advice that you gave us in the previous segment, which is start small. Women are better at starting small than men are.
Right. That's right. That's right. And part of it's like ego-driven with men, right?
Yeah,
like we want to be the biggest.
Right.
And so that's, I think that's an advantage to women to start small. But that doesn't mean that you have to think
that's the problem. That's the problem.
Right.
The thing that gives you an advantage in the beginning can become a millstone around your neck in the end, can it?
Right. That's right.
You got to make the conversion, right?
You have to. You have to. And it really starts with believing in the value of what you have to offer and a willingness to articulate that, a willingness to ask for the sale.
Well said. Sparkle and Hustle is their conferences. You got a half dozen coming up all over the country. They can find the locations on your website.
SparkandHustle.com. That's right.
What did I say? Sparkle. Spark and Hustle, folks, is the
website. No, that's
the
right. We'll become Sparkle. We assume that women bring that spark, and we teach them how to hustle.
There you go. And the lady's name is Tori Johnson. That's the name on the book, Fired to Hired, her new book. Hey, Tori, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's been fun having you here. We'll do it again real soon. Congratulations, and good luck on your conferences. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.